This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Saturday was the 100-day mark for President Donald Trump. While pro-life advocates are still courageously demonstrating for things like the defunding of Planned Parenthood, the National Right to Life Committee is giving the president an A grade for his performance on life issues. Noted actions range from cutting international and domestic funding related to abortion, Justice Neil Gorsuch's nomination and confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court, and key White House appointments. Just this week, noted pro-life advocate Charmaine Yost moved into a top communications position at HHS. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. In other headlines, a Pennsylvania school administrator is in hot water after engaging a pro-life teen while a video camera was running. Democrat hierarchy continues its growing embrace of abortion as a good thing. Details of Cree Irwin's abortion-related death last summer are coming to light and is spurring renewed pro-life activity in Michigan. And Ben Sasse of Nebraska may be a U.S. senator and a Republican and conservative, but he says unborn life is more important than such things. Sasse is slamming pro-abortion media in recent comments, saying there's just not honesty about abortion in their reports. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.